broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for July the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, we love the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Loving Liberty Radio Network, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, would you please? All right, yesterday we had our co-host, if you will, and guest, joins us monthly, James Edwards. Race, Politics, and Hypocrisy in 21st Century America is what he talks about. And he advocates for the white race. Is he allowed to do that? Now, believe it or not, I've seen James in his life, day in and day out, in Memphis, Tennessee, where he lives. And I've seen him treat everybody with dignity and respect. I really have. Generally, a very respectful person, day in and day out, kind to people, but he believes that he has a right to advocate for his own heritage. Is he a racist for that? They would say yes. In fact, based on Aesop's fable, the company he keeps, they say he's an absolute white supremacist extremist. They even claimed he was one of the leaders of the KKK. He's never even been a member, much less a leader. Of course, that didn't stop the court and the media from attacking him and manipulating the truth. Wow. Check it out, though. You want candid talk? Every Saturday night on Liberty News Radio. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Check it out. All right, with James, we talked about a bunch of topics. We talked about Jeff Sessions is out. Tommy Tuberville is in. Endorsed by Trump beats Sessions. That's good. I want Sessions out. I wish it would have been Roy Moore. But I'd rather have Tuberville than Sessions. Best Buy to require customers to wear masks. Yeah, they're literally making us all wear masks. And it's hard to say they can't do it. The private sector, Walmart, Sam's Club, Best Buy. Everybody involved. An article published in the LA Times on Tuesday said the Star Spangled Banner should be replaced by Bill Withers' Lean On Me, a pop song. That was an opinion piece, but that's what these huge newspaper outlets are peddling and promoting, folks. Barry Weiss, she's a female at the New York Times. She quits. She cites bullying by colleagues and an illiberal. You go look up what illiberal means. Very interesting. Environment. Illiberal. Go look it up. Average U.S. gas price up 2 cents over the last couple of weeks. $2.24 a gallon. Why is it going up? I thought people were driving less in the pandemic, huh? Karen Ataya for the Washington Post is now calling for Major League Baseball Texas Rangers team to be renamed. Might as well be called the Texas Klansmen if you're going to call it the Rangers, is what she says. I mean, these people are so unhinged, it's hard to even discuss. That was hour one, though, with James Edwards. Hour two, cancel the white man. And what's left? Pat Buchanan on the monument flap. Where do the elites stop when the radicals demand more? And the answer is they don't, Kurt says. He's right as rain. Jessica Doty Whitaker, an Indianapolis woman, was shot in the head for what? For saying all lives matter. Yeah, I guess her and her group got in a tiff with the Black Lives folks, and they were, being very hostile, and she just said, listen, Black Lives matter, all lives matter. And then they walked away to de-escalate, but they shot her in the head and killed her. What a sad tale to tell. Ladies and gentlemen, please reject violence. More than half of U.S. parents say sending their children back to school is a risky endeavor. Amen to that. They are really battling this discussion about forced wearing of face masks in Utah schools. And a lady called in, Jeanette, I think it was, basically calling in saying, hey, you know what? We want people to go to the meeting yesterday discussing this for Utah County, the county that we live in. And why would we discuss it when it's only a single county? Because this is going on all over the country. The mandating of masks, the discussion about opening schools, the mandating masks for children all over the country. Anyway, if Jeanette or others want to chime in and let us know how that meeting went, they can do so. 866-986-NEWS. 866-986-6397. We'd love to hear from you about that, if you have an update on that. University employee loses job due to the killing of a black teen as a cop over 26 years ago. College cites what they call institutional commitment to racial justice and equity. I don't know what that means. As a police officer, were you just doing your job? Are they going to go back and look at the real case and see if it was justified? Or are they just going to burn this guy at the stake, figuratively speaking? We also talked about Sean Davis' Federalist comments section, I guess, will return. Looks like NBC partnered with left-wing group, to work on this. What a shame. You know what? You, ladies and gentlemen, must start to decide, and the people of America must start to decide, what press are you going to listen to? Our stories and narratives are so contrasting these days. It's impossible for both of us to be telling the truth, almost. NBC News reporter thanks foreign groups for collaboration in pushing Google to defund the Federalist. Wow, you're thanking foreign nations? 54 scientists at the National Institutes of Health or the NIH lose their jobs. I guess there's a big old massive espionage probe. Foreign countries involved in the scientific world. Now we find out they're thanking foreign entities for being involved in the media as well. Philippine news site founder, I guess was the Time Person of the Year, now faces up to 6 years in prison for journalism. Our prayers are with those folks. And the media cumulus, that one of the big, big networks cutting jobs, eliminating their news network entirely, over 900 affiliate radio stations affected. Larry Klayman before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of a pro-Trump gay that was beat up. So, you know, the pro-Trump gays don't count. Of course, gays are, top billing in our society these days with special privilege and treatment, but not if they're Trump-supporting gays. Then that's at the bottom of the list. See how they prioritize their agenda? You know, black versus white, gay versus straight, whatever. The more you, male versus female, the more you can pick a fault line, then there's a, quote, priority of preference of how you're treated. So see, if you're gay, you get special treatment. But if you're a Donald Trump supporter, you get horrible treatment. Well, I guess the Donald backing offsets the gay agenda so much so that you literally have a pro-Trump gay that was beat up. What a sad tale in our society, folks. We need to have, I'm going to say it again, we need to have less violence. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt, welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, it was a flash of the pan. Kanye West now saying he's not running for president anymore. It was a flash in the pan. His, quote, election strategist, his rapper's presidential election aspirations for now are over. So Kanye jumped in. We didn't hear any details. Now Kanye jumps out, from what I understand, Kurt. Any response to this one?
Well, we did know that he had decided to run on the birthday party, and I thought that was, first guy I've ever heard running on the birthday party, so that was interesting. But like you say, I guess he's now, a couple of other pieces about it. Says he filed for the Oklahoma presidential ballot he's officially on that ballot. He qualified for that, but you know, I think he probably just kind of saw, hey man, this is an insider's game. You know, who knows for sure what will happen in the
future. Well, I wonder if some of them, you know, the enemies of the Black Lives Matter and everything else got to him. I don't know that. I don't have proof of that.
Possible.
But I just look at this.
USA Today says, is Kanye West as rich as he says he is? You know, I mean, there's different things about him, but he's, I guess you say, he stepped in and he stepped out, right? You know.
Yeah, and I don't know if this was a joke. I don't know if this was to gauge the likelihood of support. I don't know if he was truly, genuinely going to be in, and then Black Lives Matter got to the guy and he's out. I mean, I don't know behind the scenes at all what's really going on here. But I do know this. We need more and more and more Americans to stand together for the sacred cause of liberty and for the conservative viewpoint. I do know that. So I'm grateful for anything that Kanye West does that promotes the family, the God family country kind of narrative we would promote. And there you have it. All right, Walmart and Sam's Club, Kurt, will start requiring all customers to wear masks starting on July 20th. Walmart and Sam's Club. I'm telling you, every big corporation starting to demand forced mask wearing. Quick pause. Brian will be with us in seconds. RustCoinAndGift.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Yeah, every big chain starting to force the wearing of masks, ladies and gentlemen. Walmart, Sam's Club. I literally dropped my Costco membership because they forced the wearing of masks. Moved to Sam's Club, and now they are requiring the same thing. So there you have it. I don't know that you can get away from it, folks. All right, Brian Rust with us. RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you guys.
All right, let's do the Honest Money Report before we kick it off. What's gold looking like?
1805.20.
Wow. So it's up a bit.
Up a little bit, yep.
All right. What about silver?
Silver's 1935.
1935?
Correct.
That's up too, isn't it?
It is.
Whoa. I guess there's a little, what do they call that, turmoil in the markets, Brian?
Yeah, there's a there's an uptick. Silver, in my opinion, ought to be $35 at least. But it's getting there, and you know, kind of moving along kind of the snail's pace, but it's, I mean, we look at it and see that, okay, there's some increases and we're getting, you know, up there, but it, you know, as far as production and all that's going on in the world, the ratios and everything else, silver ought to be, and it, I think it will. I mean, panic, the more things hit and more hard times and panic and so on, I think we're going to see some of that.
I think there's no doubt about that. I think it's only a matter of time. And I think as society continues, they're going to have a harder and harder and harder time keeping a handle on this. Don't you think, Brian?
Absolutely. I mean, now they're saying we're not going to have coin because we can't have coin. You know, there's just a shortage in it. But you know, you figure what's the cost of producing some of the coin? I mean, they're not making money on it, but yet you know, they can make $100 bills and print those pretty quick. But you know, I think the collapse of our money system a little bit. I think they want us to go away from coin anyway, and the system we're in, and get more into that, credit card.
Well, I'm saying right now, don't dip your toe into crypto, ladies and gentlemen. A scandal broke yesterday. You ready for it, Brian?
Sure.
All right. Twitter now in trouble. There's a Bitcoin scam on Twitter. Cryptocurrency scammers are hacking verified Twitter accounts and posting links seeking fraudulent payments. Twitter now locked the accounts of verified users Wednesday afternoon, and after several large accounts were hacked, here's what Twitter says. We are aware of a security incident impacting accounts on Twitter. We are investigating and taking steps to fix it. We'll update everyone shortly, says the Twitter tech support folks. And I guess the bigwigs got hacked this time, man. It was Barack Obama, Michael Bloomberg, Elon Musk, and I could go on, but there you have it. Those are the kind of people that are getting nailed because they didn't listen to Sam Bushman, and they dared to dip their toe in the crypto, Brian.
There you... That's right. If you're dipping... Well, and here's the problem. I mean, they come out with this crypto, and I get those people that made right out, you know, off the bat, they made a lot of money, and all this is going on, and you can't really track. But I mean, it's not protected per se. I mean, there's enough people out there that understand this technology and so on, and these hackers seem to be at the forefront, That's why I worry about credit card and everything else, because if we're strictly that kind of a society, the hackers are just going to love this. I think it's just going to be a heyday. I mean, one day I got money in my account, and the next I don't. If the government doesn't think I'm doing something right, they're going to hack, you know, pull my money. So I don't know. That's why I think gold and silver gives me peace of mind.
Kurt, you want to respond to this? I warned Elon Musk not to dip his toe in the crypto, buddy, but he wouldn't listen to me.
Well, Sam,
he's
you
like
know,
the smartest man in the world, you know, but he doesn't listen to me. You know what I mean?
Well, that's how it is. Everybody always thinks if they, if it hurts somebody else, they can sneak by without it hurting them. But it's sure amazing to see honest money, the gold and silver coinage of the Constitution, getting some of its just desserts. So that means, Brian, a dime-sized piece of gold is going to cost you pretty much straight on $200, or where are we now for a dime sized piece of gold?
A tenth ounce of gold is running about $225 for an eagle.
$225, and then that's for the U.S. government's coin that says $5 on it, right?
Correct. I have some.
So it says $5, and you got to pay $225.
Right, I have some others that right now.
Explain what 225 means, Kurt, because I'm thinking I'm getting them.
225, not $2.25.
Oh, I thought I was getting a killer
225.
Deal. Hey, man, because of the COVID, I thought I was getting a killer deal. But you're telling me that something that's supposed to cost $5 costs 200 and what?
25.
Yes.
Ooh, that ain't a good deal on the COVID people.
And so then, if you're wanting to buy one of those 2020 silver dollars that says $1 on it from the U.S. government, you're $30, $32. Where are you?
They haven't quite got to that. They're sitting about $27.75.
Okay, so you know, just not quite there. But so a dollar's almost 28. So 1 to 28, and the other one's 5 to 225. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right, I find that interesting. My buying power seems to be melting down. I'll tell you that right now. But you know, I just think it's kind of interesting. I told Barack not to dip his toe in the crypto, man. Now he's all hosed down.
Yeah, there you go.
Poor Barry.
Like you say, you're right. Your buying power is going down. I mean, that's one factor that we need to look at is what's our purchasing power right now? Not good.
All right, there's so many things to talk about, Brian. It's hard to know where to go, and I don't know where the economy is going to go on this. The big great open now turns to be the big great psych, and now it's shut down everywhere. There's so many shutdowns, it's hard to discuss, but states all over the country are now shutting everybody down. Hey, can't go back to school, can't go to the store, got to lock everybody down. Coronaviruses are spiking, it's out of control, everybody's going to die. I mean, they just continually paint this scenario. Cases are up, never mind deaths are down. That's a false narrative, says Anthony Fauci, to even be happy about that. So, you know, they just got everybody twisted up into a panic. And when I thought that the panic would start to end, all they've done is ratcheted it up with literally, as far as I can tell, no evidence of reality. Meaning, yeah, there's more cases of COVID, but there's not more people dying. And so it seems to me that it's almost like they've just got an economy-destroying agenda, Brian.
Yeah, I think that you know, one of the factors that come into play, I believe, is cluttering our lives. So I think, you know, with this, you know, fake news and a lot of things that are going on, you're getting news from both sides, and it's just a real clutter. So we're all cluttered up so much we don't know what to believe. One of the things I've heard, the fact of they're testing people, and if they test them 8 times, that's 8 new cases. So if a person keeps getting tested, see, well, hey, do I still have this, you know, problem? And they get tested 8 times. Well, that's 8 new cases. So yeah, I don't know how you look at that. I mean, if you're testing the same person 20 times, that's 20 new cases. And then here's, I don't know what to believe, because I hear so much out there that, it's more control. Well, we got to do this. We're going to have to wear these masks. We got to do this. You know, everyone's going to die. And I just it keeps coming on and on. And if this starts we start to get out of it on this side, it seems like here they're pushing on this agenda over here. They really pump us with other information that we need to. So, we're just really pulled so many ways.
They are being a little more, what would you say, efficient on this testing, though, Brian. Some cases have been reported where you have like 14 people go to get tested and they're like waiting in line, and only one of them gets tested, and the other buddies find out later they were all positive too. So it is, you know, apparently being a lot more efficient now. I mean, you can just kind of look at people and figure out if they're positive, you know.
All right, Kurt's telling you the truth, but let's back into the news stories behind the points Kurt's making, just so you kind of understand what he's talking about, folks. There's a headline that says this: the New York Times is now being sued for $10 million for making up COVID-19 story. It's not right for the mainstream to lie and target conservative Christians. WND.com turns out Liberty University claims the Times falsely charged that students returning from spring break became infected with the coronavirus because the university remained open. The truth is, no student, no staffer, or faculty member on campus became infected. The New York Times just lied. Now they're getting sued for $10 million by Liberty University. And I say, it's about time. Stay there, Brian. Stay there, Kurt.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
The president's replacing his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, with the deputy manager, Bill Stepien. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he will be letting everyone know exactly how some of the most prominent accounts on the platform were hacked yesterday. Those targeted included Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos. Posts promised to double followers' money if they paid $1,000. A White House legal struggle over the president's tax records will continue, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Lawyers for President Trump told a federal judge that they intend to continue to fight a New York grand jury subpoena seeking his tax returns less than a week after the Supreme Court ruled against him. The lawyers filed a memo saying they would file an objection to the subpoena by July 27th. The Supreme Court voted in a 7-2 ruling that the president must hand over the tax records in response to a subpoena from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. It seeks nearly a decade's worth of financial records.
And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, started by Jerry Falwell 49 years ago, now ran by Jerry Falwell Jr. Liberty U sues the New York Times for $10 million. Why? Because, well, the New York Times lied and said, hey, because they remained open, everybody got sick and were victims, and nobody got sick and nobody were victims. They just flat out lied. Got caught, now they're getting sued. Sad to say, I got one response. Go, Falwell, go, buddy. These people need to stop. Okay, it's one thing if they're being honest about their reporting and we don't like their reporting, then we just got to swallow the hard pill. But when you flat out lie and you're dishonest and manipulate the truth, it has got to stop. Speaking of manipulating the truth, the headline next dovetails so nicely. It says this: messing with the truth. Florida COVID tests centers are reporting 100% positivity. Everybody that goes there is positive, don't you know? Florida Department of Health exposed for massively over-reporting positive COVID-19 tests. Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, but, you know, I mean, how the end justifies the means here.
Almost got me.
You remember back in the days of Romney and Obama, how they had those reports of, I think it was in, Philadelphia, some of these places where they had like 140% of the vote all
darn right. Reporting. Doesn't that work well? It's like Obama on the commercials we do. Ain't it nice we're in charge of the machines?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then Florida, a number of these, Department of Health reporting stations are, Man, they just show 100% positivity rate. So
yeah,
it's nice to be positive.
WOFL-TV, Kurt, is the one who has uncovered this major discrepancy in Florida's coronavirus statistics there. And I guess, you know, we need to ditch the fake news. But according to WOFL, the Florida Department of Health has said that countless coronavirus testing sites across the Sunshine State are reporting 100% positivity rates, and others are reporting extremely high rates. But reporters for WOFL reached out to many of those testing sites, and they say that the real numbers don't reflect what's being reported. For example, state data showed that Orlando Health Department, I guess a local hospital there, showed 98% COVID-19 positivity rate. 98%, remember that, okay? But when the TV station reached out to the local hospital and said, hey, man, what are the numbers? 9.4%. So 98 to 9.4 there, Brian.
Hey, that's quite a difference there.
Yeah, hey, man.
I'd like to see a little more accountability. I mean, if they're flat-out lying. I mean, we're seeing a lot of this with the story before, you know, that's happening. Why do we, it continues to, I mean, they, as long as they can, they will, I guess. And I just don't know why we can't at some point, you know, pull the plug on some of these outfits.
Well, and this is where economic decisions are being made. Businesses are being forced to close. People are being forced to wear masks and stay home. And then people don't have money to pay their rent. I mean, this is economically catastrophic here. The next part of this says this. State reports also claim that Orlando VA Medical Center had a positivity rate of 76%, but when they reached out to the hospital, they said it was 6%. So 98 to, you know, whatever, 9, and then 76 to 6. And the Florida Department of Health, don't worry, they blame the discrepancies on labs don't know how to report the data properly there, Brian.
Right. Well, they can, you know, if they're caught kind of in their lies, then they jump back and say, well, this is why, this is what happened, or they, you know, they probably misread this information, or this is the cause, and it just seems that's part of the tangle they're throwing people into that we don't know what to believe.
Well, Kurt, and this is the interesting thing. Don't worry about it because they got it solved now, buddy. The department at the government immediately reached out to the hospitals and the labs to make sure that everybody's reporting properly. Now, they say the revelation is specifically significant now, as Florida is, in the mainstream press, being talked about as experiencing a massive surge in cases, and you got to shut down Florida, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. It made me think of the times, you know, for example, when we ran for office just a little while back, and before the, you know, final vote, this is back when we didn't really have the mail-in voting, you know. But before the final vote, they passed out a thing in our little city that said, hey, if we, our little team, got elected, there'd be no more golf in Cedar Hills, there'd be no more snow plowing, there'd be no more soccer. And, you know, I believe that most people wouldn't believe that, but, you know, the few that did, it was enough to, I think, turn the tide on the results. And yet, you know, nobody said, hey, vote fraud, we're not going to count this election, we'll do it again, you know, or somebody else has to pay for it. Well, not really, because he didn't have the money to do any of that stuff. Sam.
Oh, yeah, and that money problem.
That's what you see
in all
these.
All you got to do
these...
is send a false request to his Twitter account and tap into his, you know, cryptocurrency buddy. You can score pretty big
that's
if you
right.
do that, Kurt.
And that's what you see in all these cases. You get these people who want the economy to shut down. They might want it to shut down to beat the president. They might want it to shut down because they falsely believe that if they shut down the economy, it'll somehow save the earth because nobody will drive their car or something like that. And I don't know what the reason is, but there are people that, you know, have those desires, you know, and so, but the problem is, Sam, if they're using lies to get their results, that's not fair.
Kurt, do you expect it to be any different, buddy? I mean, it's just insane.
Well, it'd
what's
be nice
on.
To play the game, you know, at least with fairness, you know, Sam, instead of
how can I win?
Honesty
Kurt,
is
if I
the
play
issue
fair.
And, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Hold on. How can I assure my win if I play fair?
Well, that's the problem is why yes. you call it assure your win. That's
yeah.
one.
Honesty is the issue,
means
bro.
You're not playing fair.
Mm-hmm. All right. Not content to only ban church singing and chanting, whacked out California Governor Newsom banned all indoor church services and banned all in-home Bible studies and, quote, fellowship meetings. Brian, that's 40 million Americans.
Yeah, that's. I think I read somewhere in the scriptures that if you were caught praying that they put you to death. Is that kind of where we're going? Is that what they're saying? Man.
Well, it'd be for your own good. I mean, otherwise, when you're praying, you'd be dying anyway. And so if you just get put to death, it just saves time and probably money for the state.
That's right. Good point.
I don't really know how to respond to this. And I'll tell you why. I don't deny that Brian's on to the point where this could be headed. I mean, and you would say, no, Sam, Brian's just way too extreme. Of course, we can't go there. I pray you're right. But I predict Brian's got a point here. Here's the deal. When was the last time you thought in your mind, hey, they're going to flat out ban all church activities, ban going to church, and then when you try to at least have a little Bible study at home or a you know study group, they ban that too? I mean, if I would have brought that up to you a year or two ago, Brian, would you even think me sane?
Well, maybe a year or two, you know, kind of. But, you know, I mean, you're right. I mean, we wouldn't. So is it slowly, you know, and that's kind of the situation, I think, too, is, you know, I believe in God and his principles and you know, try to adhere to the commandments and so on. But the opposite of that is you know, Satan's plan basically slowly. Now, he might deceive you a little here, a little there, but slowly he's going to lead you down to hell. And that's, I believe that. So is that kind of the agenda on the other side where they're, you know, a little here, we'll just take a little piece here. It's not a big deal, but then it gets a little bigger and change and so on. And then we slowly, 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 before we know it, now we, yeah, you pray and we catch you praying, even in your own home. Yeah, there's going to be problems. So it's kind of that whole agenda.
All right. The headline says, the Federal Reserve to be shut down by President Donald J. Trump. Guess who's got that article, Kurt?
Man, I was praying for this one. Who's got that? I don't know who's got it.
WND.
That the president's going to shut down the Fed.
The headline says the Federal Reserve to be shut down by President Trump? Question mark. And anyway, it's kind of a wish list. I'll get into it in a second. It's a little bit of a wish list.
A little bit of a wish list?
Yeah.
That would be a big wish list.
Heard that. Amen. Anyway, I'll brief you on the details of what's kind of being said and what the point is. Maybe we can encourage the president in this realm. That's why we bring it up. Stay there, Brian. Stay there, Kurt. Hard-hitting talk on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
All right, there is hope, ladies and gentlemen. WND.com with this piece. I find that fascinating. It's kind of a wish list in a way, but yet it's, you know, we'll see. The Federal Reserve to be shut down by President Trump. WND.com. They say this: President Trump is on the record saying, quote, "We used to have a very, very solid country because it was based on the gold standard. We don't have that anymore." Amen to that fact. President Donald J. Trump, you're exactly right, my friend. No doubt about it. Historically accurate. Believe it or not, some financial analysts are saying that President Trump not only can, but he will take over the Fed and shut it down and put America back onto a gold standard. Trump, believe it or not, is a big proponent for gold. In fact, in May of 2019, the Washington Post quoted the president saying, "Bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do. But boy, would it be wonderful. We'd have a standard on which to base our money." Brian, what do you say to that?
Amen. That's right. I mean, let's get back to the, you know, I mean, we have to get to somewhere. I mean, we need to start now in pulling back the reins and getting back to honest money. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, in 09, we were panicked because of exploding deficits and, oh, we're going to hit $1 trillion. But see, we're hitting $1 trillion a month now. I mean, where's the outrage of people then that, hey, our children's money, our children's future is basically going to be destroyed? That was in 09. What are they thinking now? Where's all the, you know, the news and all that? I mean, we're not hearing anything about that. Let's just pay more people. Let's just rely on the government.
Well, I think you're right. I think President Trump is right. What do you say to all that, Kurt?
Well, you know, I never really, I guess you could say, over the years of, you know, politically watching things like this, I really never thought that we'd have a president that would at least even touch this deal. And the president has sure shown us different things over the last 4 years. So all I can say is, if it's coming to returning to the gold standard and honest money and all that kind of stuff, let's make America great again.
Hmm? Yeah, and what I find interesting, there'd be a lot of people that would criticize the president and go, oh, that's just talk. He won't really do anything. That's just talk. Without action, it means nothing. And I understand their point. I wish we could push further for action as well. And in the yesteryear, that might have been a statement that I would make. But Kurt's trained me and taught me a little bit about this to say, hey, you know what? I mean, I wish the president would do more. I certainly think he needs to take action. I think we need to do everything we can to help him take action. But at the same time, hey, at least if you start talking about something, the chances of it happening are greater than if you never talk about it. It's kind of like the guy that says, I never go on dates. And I'm like, well, have you asked anybody out? And he's like, well, no. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're not going to go on any dates then. On the other hand, if, you know, you say, hey, I'm asking girls out, and 1 out of 1,000 says yes, well, then you're going on dates. You know, it might be a row to hoe, a salesman's job to sell yourself. But all I'm telling you is, at least, okay, so you can say talking about it's not important, but I say that it is. You know, when you have Utah with Larry Hilton and others who have literally made gold and silver legal tender in the state of Utah, and now that's rolling out to states across the union. And at the same time, the president of the United States is on the record saying, hey, we used to have a very, very solid country because it was based on the gold standard. We don't have that anymore. And then we hear that Trump is a big proponent for gold. In fact, even the Washington Post, of all people, have him in May of 19 saying, bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do. But, boy, would it be wonderful. Would have a standard on which to base our money. Now, imagine the president of the United States saying that. Well, the point is he did. And I don't know of a single president in my lifetime that would do that. Now, do we need to take action? Yeah, but is it an action the president should take? See, what we always want is the other guy to do something. But I look at a Larry Hilton and I go, he's not just waiting on the president. In fact, if the president's making statements like that, Larry, even before the president got elected, has been his biggest advocate for this point. So much so that it's now legal tender in the state of Utah. So much so that other states are taking a cue from our lead. Now you got the president on the national level or the federal level doing the same thing. All we got to do is get old Larry Hilton and President Donald Trump to sit down and talk about it. And then if we had a friendly press to spread the word, we might actually get somewhere, Brian.
Well, there you go. But the problem is, it's the next side. They're going to say, you can't do that. We're not going to let you pray in your house. We're not going to let you do this.
I'm praying for gold right
Maybe
now, buddy.
Negative. I'm praying for this, though. Yeah,
you know, they say praying for daylight. I'm praying for gold on this one, Kurt.
I've got a new phrase that you want to learn or you want to add to your, I guess you could say, your lingo. It's a pray-test. You know how you've heard of protests? Well, in this case, you get together and you pray. And so you could have
dude,
a group
you
of people.
Can't get together,
and,
bro.
I know, that's right. You got to social distance, of course.
You got to do your Zoom free test.
You know, you're standing up at the Federal Reserve Bank in Salt Lake City, and you're outside there, and you're pray-testing instead of protesting. You're not, like, burning cop cars or anything like that. You're just praying for, you know, improved things. Our buddies there at the, which party is it? American Independent Party. You know, they'll send out these things monthly to get you to pray about certain things. And sometimes you think, it's just prayer, you know, what's up with that? And yet, I'll tell you what, I think that's how the walls of Jericho came down and the Red Sea opened up. And, you know, anyway, it could be the Federal Reserve will just go away.
Yeah, collapse. That'd be great.
How do you spell pray-test, Kurt? Just P-R-A-Y-T-E-S-T?
Yeah, you might want to put a dash in there, you know.
Pray-dash-test.
Like we're having a big pray-test, you know, instead of
pray
a protest.
Pray-dash-test. Yeah. All right, so my headline says, Kurt Crosby, : add this to your lexicon. Get involved in a pray-test, right?
Well, you know, like you hear about the NFL, they're going to get all together and they're going to take a knee before the game. And I'm thinking, well, let's have all you know, Christians go ahead and do it too. Let's pray-test before the game. So we're going to have this. I mean, people will go berserk when they hear that people want to pray before a game. I mean, it'll just be, you know, some real troubles, you know. Now, if they wanted to, you know, burn like somebody's house or something like that, that's burning off steam. That's okay, you know. But, you know, praying before a game, oh, that'd be trouble.
Well, all I can say is I'm into these kind of pray-tests now. Kurt also says, you know, if they want to ban prayer in the Bible in school, why don't you just pray-test and take your Bible in there and just start praying, man? If enough people brought their Bibles in there, what are they going to do about it? Is what Kurt would
say. Put them all in jail.
And I bring this up because I'm convinced that Kurt's right on this. You know, what we need to do is really get involved. But I look at it, why do we always want the president to solve all of our problems? Why don't we pull Larry Hilton? And why don't we start using gold and silver? It's legal tender in Utah. Why don't we start? Okay, it's hard to do, but we got to put our money where our mouth is. What better time than, you know, people are saying, well, why are you using gold and silver now? Why are you protesting? It's because of the COVID, Brian. Whenever anything happens, buddy, all you got to do is tell people because of the COVID, and they'll back right off, man.
That's right. This will be a, they're going to write a book about this, but this will be our history.
You know that? Have you ever heard that song that's like, I was going to go to school, but then I got high? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
You ever heard that song?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think somebody needs to do a COVID version.
Good point.
You know, I was going to go and go to work today, but then I got the COVID, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like they do their commercial on TV. The guy, he gets knocked out of the saloon because his heartburn or whatever. It's kind of that. It'll be the COVID knocking us around now. It'll be the commercial. So, yeah.
All right. So where'd you get this pretest from, Kurt?
I just thought it'd be a good idea.
So you just made it up.
I mean, yeah, sorry.
No, why don't you send a tweet out about it, dude, and we'll hashtag that sucker and make it go viral.
And the president can have a big pray test at his next event. You know, everybody get together and pray test instead of protest.
I'm in, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a pray test for gold.
Yeah.
Pray test.
All right, Donald Trump calls on what, my star? Jared Smith to discuss police tactic. What's this one about, Kurt? Who is this guy?
Let's see.
First off, who is my star?
Which one's this from, Sam?
I don't know.
Okay.
My star. And this one was so long ago before I started keeping track of all your dates and times and places and people and stuff like that.
All right. Well, that's why at least now you don't have to worry about that. My star. I don't know. Go ahead and read it. Maybe it'll make me remember something. My star.
Yeah, Newsbreak is the first place that I see that has it. So Kurt must have got this from Newsbreak, you know. Wait a minute, Newsbreak? Then why would we be talking about this if we were taking a break?
Break.
Doesn't make any sense.
There's
all
just
right,
so
the
much
Office
news.
Of American. Listen to this. The deputy director of Office of the American Innovation, Jared Smith, is be involved in Donald Trump's roundtable discussing police tactics at the White House, describing him as my star. So my star is kind of a term that President Trump came up with to refer to this guy. But I guess this guy rolls into the White House, Kurt.
Very good. Well, I don't remember the story. I do know that, you know, the president, one thing about him as a leader, it's impressive to me to see how he surrounds himself with, you know, other impressive people like you got Ben Carson and so many others. There's a lot that we'd like to include in his circle, like, you know, Roy Moore from Georgia, you know, or Alabama, I guess that is. You know, I saw one that might. Might include in this little thing here. I guess according to Atlanta Journal or AJC, I think that stands for Atlanta Journal Constitution, Kemp bans cities, counties from mandating masks. So you've got, you know, typically all these places are wanting to force everybody to wear a mask, and the governor there in Georgia saying, hey, no, don't be doing that. So I thought that was a little breath of fresh air for you. Fresh air and a mask. Maybe that goes together.
Are those like opposites, Kurt? Is that where you look up and you see antonym? Is that what that's called?
I think so. That's possible.
All right. Because I was just saying. Like Brian, we appreciate you and all you do, sir. Keep us posted on the gold. Wait a minute. Did you give Kurt the rhodium?
Oh, yeah. Rhodium's about 8,000. That's done a whole lot of change there.
All right, Kurt, your investment in rhodium is stable, buddy.
That's right. I've got exactly the same amount of money in rhodium as I had last week.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big old fat dollar sign.
With a zero.
Oh. Thanks, there Brian.
You hey, you bet. You guys are doing awesome.
All right. For Sam, Kurt, and Brian, I'm just telling you right now, folks, it's going to take good, honest people standing up for the sacred cause of liberty to make it. To protect it and make it happen. I'll tell you that right now. We got a row to hoe, folks. Will you help us? God save the Republic of the United States of America.